This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, November 29th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Processing trials get extension. GOP keeps pushing on USMCA loss and latest in deer right to repair battle. Pork industry gets extension in line speeds. USDA has decided to extend a series of trial projects testing higher line speeds in six pork processing plants. USDA initiated the trials after a federal court blocked the higher speeds from being a component of the department's new swine slaughter inspection system. The department says a team of experts doesn't believe the trials have produced enough data yet on worker safety. So the trials are being extended by 90 days while a study is designed. Capitol Hill complaints continue after U.S. loss to Canada. Congressional Republicans are keeping pressure on the Biden administration over the loss of the U.S. dispute with Canada over the country's dairy quotas. "I'm disappointed in the USMCA dispute panel's ruling allowing Canada to continue practicing unfair dairy restrictions," said Representative Dan Newhouse, the Washington Republican. He heads the Western Caucus. "This decision harms our American dairy farmers who seek greater access to the Canadian market and allows Canada to continue to ignore their obligations under USMCA. A three-member panel ruled Canada can continue to use its quotas to allow large processors to manipulate imports." A senior member of the House Ways and Means Committee, Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska, says the loss will leave a scar on the North American trade. "Canada's failure to come to the table and honor its USMCA commitments would have a lasting and negative impact on the bilateral and economic partnership between our countries," he said. Ways and Means oversees trade policy. Now keep in mind, there is still hope for U.S. ag that the U.S. will prevail in a separate USMCA dispute with Mexico over its ban on genetically engineered white corn. A three-member dispute panel is considering that case now. For more on the dairy dispute, don't miss our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. We also look at the 2024 outlook for the farm economy and Bayer's legal strategy for handling the flood of Roundup lawsuits. Judge rejects Deere's request in right-to-repair lawsuit. A federal judge in Illinois has rejected a request by John Deere for a ruling prior to trial in the right-to-repair lawsuits filed by 17 farmers. The growers accused the company of violating antitrust laws by restricting access to software embedded in its machines. The ultimate determination of the claims will likely be a long and expensive process, despite this court's goal of bringing this litigation to a just, speedy, and inexpensive resolution. U.S. District Judge Ian Johnson wrote, "This order is the first major step on that journey." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. U.S. continues to send food and medicine to Gaza. Hamas released more hostages yesterday, and Israel turned over more Palestinian prisoners during a pause in fighting. Meanwhile, the United Nations was delivering desperately sought food, water, and medicine to Gazans through Egypt. About 54,000 pounds of that aid arrived in Egypt yesterday from the U.S., according to USAID. United States is planning additional flights in the coming days, the agency says. This is in addition to the more than 500,000 pounds of food assistance delivered by the United States last week alone. The United States will continue to lead the humanitarian response in Gaza to further support those in desperate need. AMS adds BT sugarcane to list of bioengineered foods. Sugarcane, genetically engineered to resist BT insecticides, has been placed on USDA's list of bioengineered foods, that according to a rule being published today by the Agriculture Marketing Service. Most of the comments on the July 2020 proposal were in favor of the addition, but AMS says there were a couple of objections. One concern was that listing the sugar as BE would, quote, place an undue burden on regulated industry for a product that was unlikely to be sold in the United States. Another concern, since the sugar is highly refined, the biotech genetic material won't be detectable and shouldn't qualify as a BE food. AMS says foods not grown or sold in the U.S. can still be added to the list. Sugarcane, BT insect-resistant varieties, has been authorized for commercial production in Brazil and is currently in legal commercial production for human food in Brazil, AMS noted. FNS Administrator to host roundtable in Wisconsin. USDA's Food and Nutrition Service Administrator Cindy Long scheduled to be in Madison, Wisconsin today for a first-ever roundtable on school meals with leaders from across the state. The visit will highlight Granite Ridge School, which features Flex Cafe model with an individual serving line and a spot kids can go in each of the grade level wings instead of a traditional cafeteria space. The roundtable will allow attendees to discuss USDA school meal supports, healthy meal incentives, farmer experience and perspective of the farm-to-school program, as well as challenges and opportunities to meet school lunch needs. Manage your manure and feed it, too. Scientists from Texas A&M University and Mississippi State University have been awarded a $618,000 grant from USDA's National Institute for Food and Agriculture to assess the value of black soldier fly larvae for processing dairy manure and as feed for livestock, poultry, and fish. Manure management is an expense to these producers, and we're testing to see if this is a way to manage that waste and turn it into productive feed source, according to Angel Helms, a chemical ecologist at Texas A&M. Well, here's today's She Said It. Trade opportunities need to be increased rather than stifled as they are in this decision, which favored Canada's historically restrictive structure. That Representative Michelle Fischbach of Minnesota on the USMCA dairy case. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, November 29th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.